Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. We would love to answer it right here on Q&A weekends. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Kyle. And Kyle asks, how do I start promoting my new product with no email list? Thanks for asking the question, Kyle, not only for asking it and reaching out, but also for asking a common question. This is a question that a lot of people have in their mind, especially if they're just getting started. They have a product that they've created, but they have no email list to reach out to offer it to. But you're in luck. I've been through this already. I know exactly the strategies to build your list so you can be able to sell your products. And the key is, and let me just start off with this, is getting in front of an audience that you want to get in front of. There are people that already have the attention of the people that you want. Your job is to get in front of them, but it's not going to be a walk in the park. You're going to have to do some work, but I know that if you're listening to the show, you're not afraid of work and that you're going to follow through with these steps so you can start growing your email list and start promoting. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Jive. Jive is the number one cloud-based business phone system out there. They were awarded Entrepreneurial Company of the Year in 2014 by Frost & Sullivan, and they're known for the best customer support when it comes to phone systems. Switch over to Jive's voice over IP technology and you can save up to 75%. But it's not just about savings. Your small business can look like a big player with features like auto attendance, call routing, and unlimited extensions. But don't take my word for it, Jive is giving every listener a free month of service. All you gotta do is go to jive.com/MBA, but do it quickly because this is a limited time offer. Again, that's jive.com/MBA. So Kyle asks, how does he start promoting his new product with no email list? Well, you gotta grow your email list. Let's get started and show you how to do that. Like I mentioned at the top of the episode, you're going to need to get in front of an audience that already exists. There are resources out there that already have a captive audience, an audience you want to get in front of. A good example of this is a high traffic blog. I did this several times with different blogs that had an audience I wanted to get in front of. For example, I wrote guest posts for Digital Photography School that gets millions of visitors a month. Now, when you guest post, what you're doing here is you're writing a blog post for that audience for that blog. So my advice is to study that blog. Read all the posts in the area that you want to write about. What's missing from these posts? What are some of the comments that people are saying? What are they wanting? What are people complaining about? Craft a post that can add tremendous value, not only to the actual audience, the people that are reading the blog post, but to the actual site itself. Take the time to craft a well-written blog post that has a lot of value and submit it to the blog, whether it's the editor or the owner of the blog itself. Now, what you're doing here is you're adding value to that blog. You're showing those readers that you are of value, that you're worth checking out. Now, you might be asking, what does this have to do with growing my email list? Well, what I do is at the end of the blog post, I say, well, you made it this far. It seems like you're serious about this topic. Let's continue your learning. I want to offer you a free course. And I create a free course, a short video course for those readers. For Digital Photography School, I wrote a blog post about how to go pro as a photographer, and then I created a course about how to create a service-based business. Now, usually the blog itself, the owner or the editor, has no problem with this because it's free. It's not, you're not selling to them, and you're adding more value. So what happens is that if they read the blog post, they find it valuable, they're going to want more, and they're going to click through to get this free course, which is going to help them take it to the next level, help them take it to the next step in this process. And that's how they get on your email list. You create an opt-in page where they have to give their name and email in order for them to access the free course. And you're going to do this as many times as you can with as many blogs as you can. Now you can do this with podcasting as well. Get on podcasts that have guests, interview shows, discussion shows, and offer them great value on the show. Again, you're going to prepare. You're going to make sure that you study that podcast, find out what value you can add to them. What are some areas that they haven't touched on before? How could you be the best episode they've ever had? And create a resource for them. It could be an ebook, it could be a guide, it could be a checklist, and tell them to check it out at a link if they want to continue learning about what you're talking about. Again, you could do this with a video or a video show on YouTube. Get in front of a channel that gets a lot of traffic. Give them great value and give them a call to action. Now, if you're following along, you're probably saying to yourself, wow, this seems like a lot of work. Yes, it is a lot of work. But your audience, this email list you're building, is the business. This is really what the business is. The product is important, but you really create the products from the audience. You find out what problems they're having, the pains they're going through, and you solve them for them. And if you already have a product, that's fine, but you're probably going to tweak it a little bit for the audience that you're building. So the audience is really what you need. If you have a large audience that is really into what you provide, you really can run any kind of business you want. You're going to be successful because you have an audience. You have people that will respond to what you send out. So promoting is very easy because they love your stuff and they're going to want to buy, and a good portion of them will buy. So yes, it does take some time to craft these blog posts or to study these podcasts and do well on the podcast interview and to create these freebies. That course that I created for Digital Photography School was a lot of work. It took me some time to create the videos and create the website and do the opt-in page, but it was worth it because I was able to build my audience when I had nobody on my list. The key here is to get started and do your first guest blog or guest podcast or guest video or whatever you want to do. Create that sequence. Create a great blog post followed up with a great resource. And that's just the beginning of your relationship. Once they opt in to the course or to the guide or to whatever the freebie is, this is when you start giving them great value. You don't have to sell to them right away. In fact, I recommend you don't. You need to build trust. You need to build rapport. Once they're on your list, give them some more value. Give them another freebie. Invite them to a free webinar. Do some Q&A. Ask them to reply with their biggest challenge in your area of expertise and answer their questions. Once you've had a few chances to give value to them, to give them wins, then you could say, hey, if you want to really get into this, I have a product that can really help you out. It's really going to make your life easier. Here it is. Here's a special offer because you're on my email list. But remember, when they're coming on your list, they're still new. They're still sort of cold. So you got to spend some time to build that relationship, to get to know you, to trust you, to feel like you can give them what they need. So yes, that does require more work, but that's what the business is all about, is cultivating an audience and making sure that you're taking care of them before, during, and after the sale. Guys, I got more on today's Q&A weekends, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Jive. Get out of the dark ages and get signed up with Jive.com and improve your small business's phone system. It's the number one cloud-based business phone system out there, and it's for good reason. Not only is their technology superior, but you can save up to 75% by switching over to their voice over IP technology. And don't worry, their service works on all the latest phones. You'll get all the features you're used to and more. It's no wonder that Jive won Entrepreneurial Company of the Year in 2014. But don't take my word for it. Jive is giving every listener a free month of service to try them out. You have nothing to lose. But this is a limited time offer, so make sure you go to this link and grab this offer right now. It's jive.com/MBA to get your free month. Again, it's jive.com/MBA. Even if you're just getting started, Jive is a great phone solution for your small business. To wrap up today's Q&A weekends episode, building a list is very important. Building an audience is really what you're doing here, but online it's an email list. Cultivating that list as well, building it and growing it and nurturing it, really. But it starts with you adding value to people that would be interested. Try to get in front of a targeted audience. Check out blogs that would have the audience you're looking for. See if you can write for them. Check out the podcasts that are in your genre and your niche and see if you can speak on those podcasts. It's going to take some legwork. It's going to take some time, some research, but it's worth it. This is what the business is all about. This is what building a business is all about. And trust me, it gets easier. I know getting to your first 1,000 subscribers is tough, but then it gets easier. The next 1,000 gets easier, then you get to 10,000, and then 20, and then the sky's the limit. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. Every weekend we take questions, so make sure you send it over to support@businessrepublic.net. All right, that's it for me today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. these free resources you're going to create, whether they're checklists, ebooks, courses for the blog post or the guest appearance on the podcast, are great resources to create anyway for your actual website. So you can give a free gift for a visitor. So you can give people a reason to trust you, to build rapport and to build a list, even when people are not going to that blog post you wrote for. They just happen to find you on Google and they've stumbled upon your website and they see a reason to join your email list because you're offering something of value. So it's all good. All right. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.